This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Hey, welcome to the last Two Bobs episode of 2020. My name is Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 145 for Monday, December 21st, 2020.
Week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about the holidays and how Santa's going to die of COVID and how Christmas is canceled. But not really.
No?
No. Well, I mean, I mention it, but I mean, right. We don't
dwell on
it. It's in jest. It's a joke.
Right. What did we talk about instead?
Santa got vaccinated. Everybody knows he's essential. He got vaccinated. Let's be honest.
Probably.
First in line. He was in the trial. I heard he was on the trial, the Pfizer trial, and he did not get the placebo. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, no.
Because he felt severely ill after both shots. No, he didn't get it. He got the real thing. So great news. And reindeer can't get COVID. So I think we're good. I mean, although the North Pole's been a little bit different this year with everybody social distancing. I don't know how elves react to it. They're smaller. So who knows?
Do they have to be 6 feet away or is 3 feet okay?
They're half the size. COVID can't travel
as
long.
I'm wondering.
That's what I'm thinking. Three feet should probably.
Is it still 3 feet for an elf, though?
I don't know. I don't know any elves.
Doesn't seem like that'd be right.
You know what? Next time I see an elf, I'll ask him.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. But anyway, we're going to talk about, seriously now.
Right.
Enough fucking around here.
Shut the fuck up, Robert.
It's fucking Christmas here. We're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. And we're going to, hold on. Let me try that again. So we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking, and it's time for our annual Not-So-Secret Santa.
And then we'll get into some crazy news, which pretty much every week. We'll talk about... And this week was great. And this week's crazy news, we're going to talk about... What was the first story? I changed it, and I didn't write it down on my sheet. Oh, wreck. Right. I haven't done this before. This week's crazy news, we're going to talk about a raccoon, a badass Santa, a Wisconsin holiday tradition, a sexy suitcase, and a hot air balloon.
It's going to be great. I'm assuming this is going to be the last episode of the year.
I think so. I mean, it's coming out the week of Christmas, and then the following week it's going to be, we'd have to basically record over Christmas, and I don't see that happening. So we'll come back for January sometime. And celebrate whatever that milestone is. Because, you know, we started, and I looked it up earlier. 2017 was our first episode, Rob, right in January.
Man, it's crazy that that January basically marks that we've been doing this for 4 years. Like
How many? 17, 18, 19. Yeah, that's four.
Yeah, that's math.
You used all four of my fingers.
Yeah, look at you. And in 4 years, you still haven't figured out how to subtract years. So that's good.
That's all right. So yeah, that's cool. January 9th. So we'll be right around there, I guess. Very sometime exciting. After the holidays, we'd have to, you know, the next time I'm thinking at the calendar here, we'd have to record like New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. And maybe, you know, that's probably a little bit easier to do than Christmas. By then we'll be ready for something different. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Probably not though. But no. Yeah, so well, are you ready? Are you guys ready for Christmas?
I think so. We, you know, it's you know, basically Melissa and I, we don't ever get anything. So we've got the stuff for the kids, got, you know, family and stuff like that we're going to be sharing with. So we've got them all done. So yeah, I guess we're done. I'm buying things for myself now since Melissa and I don't share and she's trying to hold it and say, well, I'll save this and I'll give it to you for Christmas. But I mean, I want it now. I know it's only a week away, but I can't wait. If I bought it today, and I want it today.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, instant gratification. That's how we work these days. So we're kind of like for Christmas this year and our preparation for the holiday, I feel like it really snuck up on us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we saw, well, maybe not even snuck up, like we saw it coming. Imagine like it's medieval times and we're on a big open field on a battleground and picture, you know, like the, like Game of Thrones battles where there's two armies that are facing each other and they're ready to square off. And the one army leads the charge, right? So they're charging and then
waving their fists.
Yeah, the commander of the other army, though, is just like, hold. That's basically us, and Christmas is the other army charging directly at us. We're just standing there not doing anything. But eventually, we're going to have to... to charge and make sure that all the presents and everything. Like, there's still presents we haven't picked up. Colin's been saying that he wants an RC. He's been telling everybody he's getting an RC monster truck for Christmas. I mean, there you go, a fucking RC monster truck. We got him one today, though. I'm like, well, it's like the one thing he's been saying, and it's the one thing we didn't get. So I'm like, all right.
To get him the one with the big tires that doesn't destroy the walls. Have you seen those?
I've seen this monster truck is at Target. It's like this big.
Oh shit!
And the the tires are like this big. Oh, it's huge. Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah, that's an outdoor, okay. Or maybe the basement. You know.
Yeah, I saw one. I can't remember where it was that had, and I thought that'd be really cool if Ben would use it. But it's got big rubber tires, and they actually go out in front. So when it's usually plastic that would be the first thing that hits your baseboards. Yeah. This is the tires, so it would. Oh, and tear shit up. So I thought, maybe that if he was looking at that, that's what I would get him. But oh well, I'll get it for myself.
Yeah, there you go. That way you can drive it around and not ruin your baseboards. Great.
Right. Yeah. That's fine. I almost got some AirPods Pro today because I saw they were $200 and I couldn't pull the trigger. I almost did.
See, I got those. Was it last year for Christmas? I got those, I think. Yeah, last year I got AirPods Pro. For Christmas. And I love them. Again, I still got to figure out a way to get them to stick in my ears better.
Tape.
Yeah, something. Put duct tape over my ears.
That's the noise of canceling part.
Seal them in there real good. I mean, the noise canceling is phenomenal on them, and that's what I really love about them. But damn fucking things just don't want to stay in my ears. But anyway,
you ready to talk about some beer?
Yeah, let's do it.
And while we're drinking our beers, we got some Not-So-Secret Santa tonight, which I look forward to all year.
Yeah, it turns out we drew names.
That's right.
We drew names.
Yeah.
I feel like we should have done like in the office when Kevin drew his own name and didn't tell anybody and just bought himself a present. We should have done that. Just bought ourselves presents.
We could have had Alexa flip a coin for us.
You never know.
Let's drink some beer.
Let's do it. Bartender, another beer!
Did we already play this?
I think we did. I derailed it.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, if it's not you, it's me, you know? So this week, this was a recommendation from my buddy Dave, who's also an avid listener of the show. Yeah. And hopefully after last week's episode, we still have people listening. I listened back at that. I was like, oh shit. Like you don't realize how gone you are until you have to hear yourself back. And then I'm like, oh boy. Anyway, like the last story, I'm correcting mistakes that aren't actually mistakes in the article and making them wrong. I'm like, no, they were actually correct. That's how you say that. Anyway.
My favorite was getting ready to go to the next story and you're pulling it up and you're ready to read the one that I just did.
And I had been looking at the wrong story the whole time when you were reading it. And didn't even realize it. Yeah.
I was wondering why the pictures didn't make sense.
It took about 5 minutes for me to figure out which story it was, too. Anyway, this is, recommendation from Dave. And this is from our friends at New Holland. Oh. Our best, one of our best beer friends.
Yeah.
And it's their holiday ale. I figured I picked this up today just for this show. Because it is the holidays, and it's an ale with milk, sugar, nutmeg, vanilla extract, cinnamon, and chai tea aged in bourbon barrels. Inspired by crackling fires and spice eggnog, this holiday brew is bourbon barrel aged to perfection and infused with nutmeg, vanilla extract, chai tea, and cinnamon. So bundle up, crack open a can, and pour yourself a cup of cheer. Happy holidays from your friends at New Holland Brewing Company. Limited release, premium, and unique. Our brewers explore and experiment with distinct flavors and premium ingredients so that each sip tells a story of creativity and craft that's meant to be shared. From our hearts to your fridge, this is Brewer's Best. From New Holland, I like just the... the flavors. I mean, you know, who doesn't like milk sugars, nutmeg?
Yeah.
Beaver asshole, cinnamon, chai tea, bourbon barrels always make things taste better.
Yep.
So do fooders, apparently. You listened last week.
I'm checking the website, and we've had 9 instances of New Holland, so not too bad.
And I must say, this is a really good beer. It's like a golden color.
You
can't see it because we're using virtual backgrounds.
Right. I saw it when you poured it. It looked good.
Yeah. You, see,
there you go.
You got to put it. I got to put it in front of my face.
And there then
you
go. Can see that works.
So yeah, it's a nice. It's a golden, kind of golden ambery color beer, and it's very sweet. They really hit the notes of the nutmeg, the vanilla. I can taste the cinnamon. Little bit of the chai tea in there as well. It's 9% alcohol by volume, but you don't taste the booziness, considering the ABV. I don't know much more about this beer because there's not anything on their website or anything like that. I'm not sure exactly what the IBUs are, but I would assume they're low. And it's a really, really nice, flavorful beer. They did a really good job with the balances on the flavor. So you get a little bit of everything, but there's nothing that's overpowering the other flavors in the beer. Highly recommend it. I rated it a 4.25 on Untappd. It's a solid beer, especially for kind of a holiday seasonal. You never quite know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But this is certainly a beer that, it's even outside of the holiday season, it's a good beer.
Huh.
And you can smell the nutmeg and the notes of nutmeg and cinnamon really come through too in the aromas.
That sounds good. It's got me craving. And I told you a little bit before we started, but there's a brewery. I had a holiday beer from a week or so ago, and they put this cinnamon sugar type stuff around the rim of the glass. And it's, I think I might have to drive up there tomorrow or for the weekend sometime and get not a keg of it. I don't have a kegger, but a growler. And they give you the little sugar stuff. So I'll, dip my glass, and I usually use water, but they say there's something else you can, I think simple syrup or something or other. So it sticks, but anyhow, I like some holiday beers this time of year.
The simple syrup sounds like a good option, though.
Yeah, it keeps it from, I don't know. I like the sweetness of this, whatever this stuff is. I'm glad they give it to you because I don't think I'd ever make it. But anywho, nice. Sounds good. What I got this week is something from a brewery that I've had before, but I looked and I have not seen it on our listing of something that I've had on the show. So this will be brand new to the two Bobs, and I've got an Aslin Brewing Company, or Aslin Beer Company, and it is called the Velasa Rabbit IPA, and the Aslin Brewing Company is from this area. So it's something that's a local beer, and the website tells you that the ancient ancestor of kangaroos makes its return. The Velasa Rabbit, the little brother to Laser Raptors. Using the same amounts of Mosaic, Simcoe, and Chinook as Laser Raptors. This must be the other beer. This beer has a powerful berry aroma. And nice.
That's what the fuck's a Laser Raptor?
I know. I don't remember that from Jurassic Park. It's a powerful berry aroma and nice pine note. The oats and wheat maintain this creamy mouthfeel that Laser Raptor is known for, lending the lower ABV the ability to make a crispy break just as the hops surprise your palate. Starting to drool. 5.5% alcohol by volume, so not quite as strong as yours. And it is an IPA, so I'm sure the IBUs, they don't really tell you on here. Maybe it's on Untappd, but it's pretty high. And when I opened the can, and you probably won't be able to see it anyway unless I hold it. But
yeah, you got to put it right in front of your nose.
It's got a...
I see it on the website. It's all right.
It's got a little wild little logo on there, but... Anyhow, so I smelled it as soon as I poured the beer out. I could smell the citrus, and I'm not sure. I didn't really smell any of the pine in there, but the citrus really came across, and I was sitting about a foot away from it as I was pouring it. So it's pretty strong, and when I smell it, I smell a lot of the fruit, kind of a sweetness like an orange. It doesn't have that smell of like a grapefruit, nothing really bitter, but it smells sweet. So let me see if I can taste any of the fruit.
Jeez.
Nice solid gulp there. And it definitely has a nice, strong IPA punch. Something that I know for sure Melissa wouldn't like, and I doubt you would. It's got a bit there. It is fair on enough. The sweeter side, so it's good. More of that orange versus a grapefruit type flavor. I rated it a 4. I like it. It's probably one of my favorite as far as the IPAs that I've had recently. Nice and solid. I don't think it really, again, just being a simple IPA, it doesn't really push it up something over the 4. For me, I really like it, but it doesn't have anything really special that pushes it up higher than that for me. But that's kind of how I tend to rate them. So I'm going to enjoy it. I got it as a 4-pack from the local store. So I'm going to drink this one. I got another one with me, so I might get through that one and definitely look forward to finishing it up.
Very exciting, Robert.
I don't know if any of that makes sense, but it's
4 plus beers in a week.
Yeah, I like
Not
it.
Bad. Not bad.
I like it.
We done good.
Yeah, we did. Well, it is that time of year, as we've talked about a little while ago. It's the time of the spirit of Christmas or the spirit of the holidays, Hanukkah, whatever you feel like doing. But for us, it's Christmas. So we figured we'd go back into our not-so-secret Santa for the year because we've had a lot of fun with that in years past. And before we get into crazy news, I figure we'll take a crack open of our boxes.
Yeah, and in, you know, in 2020 fashion, rather than have the gifts sent to me and wrap them and stuff like that and forwarded to you, I just had Amazon deliver them directly to your door. So they're literally wrapped in Amazon packaging.
Well, they are, and I will tell you, we got so many boxes coming through here, and I throw under the bus all the time, but I get this note, and there's boxes coming up there, and I knew it was coming because you told me it was going to come on a Sunday. And next thing you know, I'm sitting there, I'm watching TV, and I hear crack, crack, and Melissa's ripping through these boxes and pulling stuff out and setting it on the table because the kids aren't here, so they're not going to see any of it. And she goes, she didn't tell me what it was, but she goes, this doesn't look like stuff you ordered, and she started looking at the box. Because I told her all the stuff that I had ordered. She's like, I don't think that there's anything. So she looks in the box, she's thinking it's maybe something for somebody like down the street, like she's opening the wrong thing. And I said, I don't know what it is. Just put it back in the box. I said, Rob sent me the not-so-secret Santa and just, don't say anything. So she didn't spoil any of the surprise. She was starting to open. Did you? It's like, no, don't say anything. Just pack it back up. So I put some scotch tape over it and I stuck it down here and put some papers over top so I wouldn't be tempted to take a look, but it was close. I'm not gonna lie.
Now mine is actually in an Amazon box as well, but it is a reworked, reused Amazon box. So yeah. Great news there.
Yeah. Well, like very I said, exciting. We've got plenty of them coming, so I just had to find the one that was the appropriate size. That burp was
fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I always have plenty
of mine's already open because my wife decided to open it, so
why don't you go first then?
Okay, I put a piece of tape.
I mean, you're already a step ahead of me.
Anyhow, I was trying to show you. I got the piece of tape over it.
I mean, I trust you.
I didn't have to. I knew I didn't have to ship it anywhere, so I didn't use any real strong tape.
Did it come? Were there two different packages?
One box.
One box. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I got I can't read. Everything happens for no reason. A daily inspirational quotes 2021 calendar. So that'll be good because I got room here on my desk for that.
There will
always be people that tell you you can't. Those people are right. Too funny. True love is when two people lower their standards to just the right amount. That's true.
Yeah, see?
That's true. So that'll be good.
There we go. Yeah, I mean, there's all these inspirational calendars and things. I wanted to get the reverse of that just for you.
Yeah.
And it's one, I like it because it's one of those, like, it's a gift that every day gives something to you because it's like one of those, like it's like the square calendars and every day you tear off the date, goes to the next date. So I was going to get you the pooping pooches for 2021. They have a new one. But then I was like, that only you switch the calendar. You're like, there's a dog taking a shit. And then and then nothing happens for a month. I figured this every day will help hopefully deflate your soul. It'll
really set the stage when I sit down here and have to get ready to psych myself up to be my best and really just knock me back down. So it'll
knock you down a peg.
Right. It's like exercise. It'll be, you know, it's more work to get back up where I need to be. But at the end of the day, it'll be worth it.
Exactly.
This is a small box. Uh-huh. Looks like an easy button. But it doesn't say easy on it. It's got something. I sure hope there's batteries in this. But you didn't ship it, so you wouldn't know if it had batteries in it.
I couldn't tell you.
Let me see. Oh, it does, because it has the little tab.
Oh, beautiful.
So you have to pull the tab to activate it.
Attention, the bullshit meter has detected major BS. Confirmed. That's definitely some bullshit.
It's got it. Oh, and you can. Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me. That's 3 gallons of bullshit in a 2 gallon bucket.
That's pretty good. That'd be perfect for the show.
There's like 30 different bullshit sayings on that button.
Now, does it connect to Wi-Fi so you can update the bullshit?
Update it, you know, based on current events. Right. And
I'll put them in. I got it here next to my Bob Ross from last year.
Everything that you try and you don't succeed, if you learn from it, it's not a failure.
It's the bullshit button's not as like molestery though.
That's right. It's a bit more upbeat. All right. Well, that's good. That's fun. Oh, look at that. I almost missed that. A 2020 COVID Christmas ornament.
So I got you an ornament.
So 202. The tree is over here in the corner. So we put it down here because we were afraid the cat was going to eat it, but she hasn't touched it.
And I got the 4-person one. So, I mean, you can put the kids on it, you and Melissa. You know, you can write your names on there with a Sharpie if you want.
Use my label maker.
Use your label maker.
Hand sanitizer. Too funny. Well, that'll go right up on there.
Yeah.
I think I'll put the kids on there. Why ruin Christmas, too?
Exactly.
All right. This one's got tape. I better get my knife out. Sometimes this knife opens up in my pocket, and that's a real surprise when you go to sit down.
Oh, man, that sounds like a real party.
It is.
If you like when your parties end in trips to the emergency room and stitches, I suppose, right?
It's been close. I've done that. Usually, put it away. Oh, it looks like something out of wood. Maybe it's a wooden label maker, so I can label my...
It's a woodworking kit. No, I'm just kidding.
Not for anyone under 14. Dispose of caps responsibly. Oh, a bottle opener. That's a kit. It looks like it holds your caps, I think.
It does.
Well, that's good because I got a whole drawer full of them up there. I have a drawer that's got the bottle opener, but it's got everything else in there, and I'm too lazy to walk it over to the trash can. So I just drop them down in the drawer. Yeah. Sweet. That'll go right here on the desk.
Yeah, and there's like a little window so you can see all the caps inside. Yeah.
That's cool. I'll go with my coaster that I got from my sister. It's got caps in it from different ones. It's clear. She gave me that before.
Left hand.
You got to be careful with glass. Sometimes if you got something that's wet, it'll pick it up and it'll stick to the bottom of the glass and you'll walk away with it and it'll bang on the floor. That's pretty cool. I'll find a spot right here on my desk for it.
Look at that.
That'd be sweet. Good times. Thank you very much.
Oh, no problem. Oh boy. Spreading the runner. By the way, so I came down, I actually noticed this yesterday. Uh-oh. Came to my office.
Yeah, your basement office.
Saw Mr. Cocky Nuts here. And as you can see, somebody made a hat for Mr. Cocky Nuts.
Somebody.
Is
his initial start with H?
It sure does. And one side says dad. And the other hat, the other side is like, it looks like kind of a nut sack. And I don't know what's.
It's probably not exactly what it was supposed to be.
Maybe like an 8.
I don't think he's.
I should ask him what this drawing is supposed to be. But nonetheless, Mr. Cocky Nuts had a. Oh, there's a smiley face on the back, too. There's a smiley face.
George says hello to Mr. Cocky Nuts. Funny. That's pretty sweet. So, drop that cap right in the top.
You made a hat for Mr. Cocky Nuts.
Well, that's good. All right. Well, get your box cutter and keep your fingers away.
I do. I got it right here.
I don't need any incidents.
nope, I'd rather not go to the emergency room.
And I'd probably have to hang up on you again.
Yeah, I have lots of clients who are physicians, and they'd probably also agree that if you don't have to go to the emergency room, you shouldn't right now. So I'm gonna.
It's probably a good idea.
We used a good amount of tape here. This
we did because it's
not about.
I'm a little bit obsessive with the tape when we pack it up. And the other problem was that I realized as I was dropping it off that I didn't reinforce the tape across the bottom. And I realized that whatever Amazon sent to me in that box made it to me without any problem, but I don't trust the amount of tape that they put on the bottom. It needs to be severely reinforced in order for me to trust it these days. Tape.
I do as well. Just one layer, maybe two. Let's see here. It's a Sasmoto dip clip. Now
we covered those.
This is amazing because, and this, by the way,
I meant to look up the episode.
This takes us back a couple of years. Multiple years. We talked about how there was this little clip that you could put in the vent.
Crotch nuggets.
Your car.
Episode 44. Yeah. December 11th, 2017.
Over 100 episodes ago, we talked about this little contraption. So like the little sauce packets that you get from McDonald's, your barbecue sauce, your hot mustard, whatever. You can put it in here so that way while you're driving, you have something to hold your sauce packets. And now I own one. Oh, look at, there it is.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I got you the black I figured the interior of your car was black, not red. So it would be, something that would blend in a little bit better.
No, thank you very much. Some people ask.
Yeah, when you had your, and I don't know how to unshare this. So you'll probably be looking at my screen the rest of the time.
I think you have to hang up and then start over again.
I was going to say, I'm going to avoid. Okay. All right. So now it's still sharing. Stop sharing. Okay. I almost did hang up.
I was going to say, you figured out how to do it last time. This is very exciting.
Well, that's because there was boobs in that one.
Oh, thank you. I'm very excited. Oh, that's true.
Now, don't tell Kelly about those because I know she likes her nuggies. She's probably more of a nuggets than you are, but I regret not buying myself a pack.
I love nuggets, first off. I love nuggets a lot.
Yeah.
And but Kelly's not a fan of the sauces. Like she'll eat them dry.
Well, that's what Melissa says about steak. If the steak's good, you don't need any sauce on it. So I guess if the nuggets are good, you don't need to dip them in anything.
No nuggets, you got to dip. All right, let's see what we got here. I mean, at the end of the day, they're still chicken nuggets.
Right.
Now, this is very exciting. This box reminds me of your Bob Ross.
It does.
That you
it should.
Got last year.
I think they're partners.
It's the Screaming Goat. And look, Robert, look at this. There's a little booklet. It's a pocket guide to Screaming Goats.
I want to hear that. I want to hear him.
I have some information for you.
Oh.
Goat quiz. There's a goat quiz.
Okay.
There's a why should you push the button, which we'll find out in a minute.
You should.
Number one, why do goats scream? Here's the choices. Let's see. Let's test your goat knowledge. A, they're hungry.
Right.
B, they miss their mom.
Well,
C, they're in distress. Or D, all of the above.
I'd have to go with D. I mean, there's no way to know for sure. I think it would have to be everything.
It is D, all of the above.
Okay.
And it says, why do goats scream like sheep and babies too? Some goats emit a high-pitched wail or bleat when something simply isn't right. Not all goats are born with this type of voice. In fact, each kid is unique. Vocally, it's one of the common traits used by their mother to identify them when they're born, how they scream. This is very exciting. So there's trivia for goats.
Oh, no, you get it back, some bullshit.
That's what I say about that.
Yeah, that's some bullshit there. All right, let's see what we got here. I'm very excited about my goat.
Hopefully it's got a pull tab.
I hope so. There better be batteries. Probably one of those there's a pull tab. Very exciting. Very exciting. All right, let's
get him up there.
Light this up.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. That's great.
Speaking of Harrison, that's got his name all over it.
Oh, he's gonna love this. Thank you for this screaming goat. Very exciting. Very.
That's
exciting.
Right. As long as it's at your house.
I got a box. Got a box within the box.
Yeah.
See what we got here. Put this on the ground here. See
now, hopefully, you don't have that. I saw it and I said, okay, well, that's perfect.
Oh, this is, it appears to be heavier.
Yes.
It has,
it's wrapped well.
It really is. There's a good amount of protection around it, as there should be.
It had to survive a long trek, and I didn't want any surprises. I didn't want to ruin your day.
This is awesome. I don't have
okay,
this.
Okay, good.
And this is great. It says, that's what. And so there's Michael Scott.
Yeah.
And it says, that what. And then it says, under, it says hyphen, she.
Right.
Because that's what she said.
Right. It's the Michael Scott pint glass.
That's amazing.
All right, good.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited about this.
All right, good.
I have this one. I have the Game of Thrones. I drink and I know things pint glass. Very exciting stuff.
Well, when you pulled that out last week, that's what made me think, oh, man, I wonder if he's got this one. But being big Office fans, I was hoping you didn't.
Oh, man. And are we Office fans? It's still, I was actually on my way home from work today. I was listening to the latest episode of Office Ladies, which, yep. Jenna Fisher, who played Pam, and Angela Kinsey who played Angela Martin.
Yep.
And it's a great show. But anyway, I was just listening on my way home from work today, and very exciting. And thank you very much, Robert.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Got some good stuff this year. Thank you very much. Hope you guys have a great trip. I almost thought that was one of those, oh man, I'm going to need that too, but go with my Ross. But it was funny when I didn't know it when I ordered it, and then I got it and I noticed the little box and it had the book on the side. It's just like the Bob Ross.
Just like Bob Ross.
Too funny.
Put it on my mic stand here.
That scream is some kind of nasty though.
It really is. It's
too funny. All right. Well, you ready for some crazy news? I could hear it. He's going to hear it upstairs. He's going to come running down and see what's going on. Although, shit, he's probably in bed now.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Harrison?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I put him to bed before we came down here. Okay. So he's, doesn't mean he's asleep. Right. But he's in bed. So, I mean, good enough. But
in his room.
Yeah. So let's do some holiday crazy news.
All right.
Very exciting.
All right, another successful see, look at that, you're way ahead.
Our first one's gonna take us to Florida.
Oh no,
naturally.
No, they had these down there
Florida. So I purposely, when we were looking for crazy news, I wanted to get some festive stuff, and this one's very festive, and it reminds me of a scene from one of my favorite, if not my favorite, Christmas movies of all time, which is Christmas Vacation, where Clark is, I think it's Clark, is looking in the Christmas tree, or he sees something, and is sure as shit there's a squirrel inside of the Christmas tree, and so now I would say I would rather find a squirrel in my Christmas tree than what this woman found, because she found a raccoon in her Christmas tree. Oh. The great news is she had during this time, she had the wherewithal to film it, multiple camera angles of the chaos that ensued in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And so she noticed that after it climbed into a chandelier in her dining room here. So dang, it's some fucking pop-ups. Finding a raccoon inside your Christmas tree isn't quite as ridiculous as finding an owl or a koala bear, but we can all agree it's pretty We can all agree that it's still pretty terrifying nonetheless. A woman in Florida recently filmed her encounter with a raccoon that managed to climb inside her tree, along with the ensuing chaos that unfolded after the animal fled into her dining room and began swinging from her chandelier. As seen in the footage, which has since been uploaded to Facebook, Tallahassee resident Aubrey Iacobelli initially thought that a cat had crawled through her doggy door and settled in her tree on Thursday at approximately 4 a.m. "Come on, get out of my tree," She could be heard telling the cat, which had nestled toward the back, obscured by several branches, "I swear if you knock down any of my glass ornaments, cat." Ike Belly can be seen brandishing a frying pan in an attempt to frighten the animal out of her tree before spraying it with a bottle of vinegar and even trying to poke it with a Christmas figurine from her fireplace mantle. It's around this moment, however, that she realizes she's not dealing with a cat. "Is that a cat?" "No, it's not a cat. What is that?" she asks after catching a better glimpse of the furry critter, first theorizing that it might be a squirrel or perhaps a raccoon. "God, you guys, I'm afraid," she tells the camera. After a few moments of this, Akabeli decides to unleash her dog, at which point the raccoon ascends even further, and Akabeli gets a much clearer view of what she's up against. Her terrified laughter permeates the next few moments of the clip, wherein the dog wrestles the raccoon from the tree, and the tree soon collapses on the ground, probably breaking some of her glass ornaments. But the raccoon, instead of running back outside, makes a break for the living room, where it settles at an overhead light fixture for the better part of a half hour. Around 5:15 a.m., Iacobelli begins swatting the raccoon with a broom, which apparently resulted in the animal jumping from its perch and finding its way back outside. And that was my Thursday morning, Iacobelli explained in an update film later that day. She added that her veterinarian thought the whole thing was hilarious, too, which is an opinion that Iacobelli is slowly starting to embrace. "Now that I'm not right there in the moment, it does seem kind of funny," she admitted. "It's probably going to get funnier and further away, the further away from it I get." As a result, Iacobelli told WPTV that anyone presented with a similar situation should refrain from doing what she did and contact animal control instead. I mean, obviously, because first off, raccoons are a very big carrier of rabies.
Yep.
And rabies will fuck you up. If you're a person to get rabies, you know, Meredith lucked out. But
after getting hit by the car, the rabies was the least of her worries.
Yeah, that was, I mean, you know, that's what Michael Scott said, that he saved her life. Because otherwise, because if, you know, she could have had rabies and she could have died.
Yeah. Alexa, what are some of the symptoms of rabies?
Oh, it's fucked up, dude.
Here's something I found from ShareCare. Rabies may start with flu-like symptoms, including fever and headache.
Corona.
Patients may become confused, agitated, and behave strangely.
I have that.
They may be delirious and unable to sleep, and they may salivate unusually much. The muscles in the throat contract painfully,
so
that the patient cannot swallow.
It's terrible.
For one in five people with rabies...
Who asked you?
Yeah, a good amount of people die if you get, like, if you don't get a rabies shot, like, right when you're bitten. Like, if you start feeling symptoms, it's too late. You're probably going to die.
Oh, good. Well, I was going to say, I've never gotten a rabies shot. So I know, you know, the dogs and the cats get those, but I've never gotten one. So
you haven't gotten rabies, though.
I'm thinking I got to go over to the vet and get a shot. But you're saying it's not like only if I get bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a flu vaccine where you should get it just in case. Like, I mean, if you're going to get a rabies shot, you should probably wait until you've been bitten by something that could be rabid.
Right.
And then
go get it.
Rabies shot. By the way, did you know that there's two of these in there?
I can't see anything.
Oh, well,
what was it?
It's the nugget sauce.
Yeah, there's two. Clips. So yeah, you're going to have it. His and her. There you go. That's better. you gotta have a his and hers. They figure you're not going to be by yourself, or maybe you're getting two flavors. Maybe you're going to get one hot mustard and one of the sweet and sour. You're going to have both.
And by the way, there's a little warning that says dip responsibly. Don't dunk and drive.
Oh man, I have not. I've known people that have done that, where you're holding the steering wheel with these three fingers. Your middle finger, your ring finger, and your pinky, and then you're using index finger and your thumb to hold the nugget sauce, and then you're using the other hand to dip. Yeah, I've known people that have done that.
you're asking for it.
No, I've never done that. But I know you're going to.
Whoa, watch your step. You just walked into some bullshit.
Oh, screaming goat.
Too fun.
Screaming goat. Robert.
Yeah.
Random goat trivia. In between stories tonight. What shape are goats' eyes? A, round. B, diamond. C, rectangular. Or D, square.
Alexa, what is the shape of a goat's eyes?
Here's something I found on the web. According to Wikipedia.org, body size. Sirohi goats are medium to large-sized animals with compact cylindrical to conical body.
Not the question, you idiot.
I think you're going to just have to tell me.
The answer is C, rectangular.
And the eye is rectangular?
And I think it's talking about like the, well, let's see here. In the animal kingdom, goats aren't exactly number one in the food chain. There are lots of hungry animals that prey on them, but one of the great built-in survival mechanisms a goat has is its keen night vision. Great depth and peripheral vision, which is all thanks to the rectangular pupils. Look. So the pupils, look at that. They can scout their surroundings.
I'll probably hang up after I stop sharing this, but I want you to see it first.
Yeah, no, thank you. That was worth it. 320 to 340 degrees in one glance. Humans, only 160 to 210 degrees. Oh. All right, on to the next story, and then we'll be on to goat fact, goat trivia number three.
I went to go and share, and it just tells me to.
Tells you to fuck off?
Tells me to start recording or turn snapshot, turn subtitles. So, yeah, you're basically going to be looking at the goat. All right.
Why do you suck at this?
I don't know. I told you my story about how to see it. It's start recording. Takes
okay.
Turn on, hold call. Audio and video, so it's now. This is you can't share the same thing back to me. Yeah,
okay.
And I see me on there.
I'm gonna go to more and stop sharing.
Where's more?
It's the and the lower right, the three dots.
But there's no stop sharing there.
First, it's the first option.
No, it's not.
Well, you're not sharing anymore.
Oh, because you shared. I didn't click anything.
You can't. We can't both share.
Must not.
I don't know.
Must have not. All right. Well, this next one's going to take us to NBC Los Angeles, and it talks about Santa. So it's like you said, it's of the spirit of the holiday here.
Very festive.
It says, get him, Santa.
Christmas is canceled this year, but, you know, yeah, that's fine.
True. I'm going to go buy me some AirPods Pros tomorrow. It says AirPods Pro. I want to make sure I say that correctly.
AirPods
Pro. If we really want Apple to sponsor us at some point. Never mind. We'll talk about Howard Stern next time. Get him, Santa. Saint Nick and Elf tackle suspected thieves in Riverside. An undercover Santa and an elf took down suspected thieves in a wild video on Friday. The video shows Santa Claus tackling a suspect while an elf holds another man at gunpoint. He's an angry elf. Detective Paul Miranda was one of several Riverside police officers working undercover Thursday at the Target in Canyon Springs Shopping Center. We worked inside this store, identified shoplifters, and when they split the scene, Santa was there to take them into custody. Santa is a detective and his trusty sidekick, elf, and officer. Both jumped into action when Miranda spotted a car being stolen from the parking lot as two other men ran from the scene. The elf cornered one very perplexed suspect. When I looked over my shoulder, I saw Santa running by me going after the second suspect, Miranda said. The driver got away, but detectives say they know who he is. As for the other two suspected thieves, they were apologetic, and Santa's currently deciding whether they stay on the naughty list. Three shoplifters were caught by police and their nearby holiday helpers, but none as memorable as the tackle caught on camera.
That's amazing.
That's pretty good.
Can you imagine being in prison and then realizing that the reason you're in prison is because you're a thief and you got caught by Santa and his elf?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fine. I think if there's any way to go to jail, it's got to be by Santa.
You don't drop the soap. Yeah.
Yep. No, Santa can always.
You'll be ripe for the picking.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's great. Great news. Great story.
Yeah.
Robert.
This one I saw earlier and I was intrigued by it. And I just had to know what it was. So it, and it's a traditional holiday dish in Wisconsin. So I figured it had to be included.
Yeah, but before we get to that,
yeah, what happened?
How high can a goat jump? A, 10 feet, B, 5 feet, C, 15 feet, or D, 12 feet?
Seriously? That
I'll say
10, 5, 15, or 12. You're going with 15.
Yep, I'm going to max.
A goat jumping 15 feet in the air. 15.
So you're telling me that's not right? I'm not correct?
No, it's 15 feet.
It is?
No. B, 5 feet. And that's even impressive. Not all goats are the same. There are many different breeds that are able to clear different heights, but many owners of goats build their fences to about 5 feet tall to keep them from leaping onto their other lands. Since they are mountain animals, they have stellar coordination that enables them to reach outrageous feats involving heights. They've even been known to climb trees.
So you're saying 15 feet's too much?
No, it's fine. It's fine. The question was how many feet do goats have? How many? 15. It's just like in life. All right, perfect. Screaming goat. Love it.
All right. Tell us about the traditional holiday dish in Wisconsin. It's a neighboring state to you, by the way. I'm curious. I really want to know if you've had this.
I mean, luckily, there's a very large lake that separates us, though. But this takes us, as you mentioned, to Wisconsin, where the State Department of Health warns against eating the cannibal sandwich, a traditional holiday dish in the state. Wisconsin residents are being urged by health officials to pass on eating a traditional holiday dish this year to avoid getting sick.
Oh.
A cannibal sandwich, considered a holiday favorite in the state, consists of raw ground beef on bread with sliced onions, salt, and pepper.
Nice.
It's disgusting.
So hungry. Now, can you dip that in your little dip sauce there?
Yeah, I need a hell of a lot of sauce for this thing.
If the raw ground beef is good enough, you don't need a sauce, Rob.
Yeah, can I put a sauce pan in there that's hot? But eating raw meat is never recommended.
Never.
Because of the bacteria it can't contain, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services said in a tweet on Saturday. DHS, which said it issues this reminder annually, elaborated on its warning in another social media post. Time for our annual reminder that there's one holiday tradition you need to pass on: raw meat sandwiches. I pass, by the way. Sometimes called tiger meat or cannibal sandwiches, the state health department wrote on Facebook. Many Wisconsin families consider them to be a holiday tradition, but eating them poses a threat for salmonella, E. coli, campylobacter, and listeria. Bacteria that can make you sick. And no, it doesn't matter where you buy your beef. No shit. Ground beef should always be cooked to an internal temperature of 160 degrees Fahrenheit, health officials added. There are hundreds of people in the Midwest who are sickened after eating cannibal sandwiches each holiday season, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said in a blog post in 2018. There have been 8 raw meat related outbreaks in Wisconsin since 1986, including a salmonella outbreak affecting more than 150 people in December 1994, according to the Wisconsin DHS website. It's important to know that eating these types of foods is not without risk, the website states. So don't eat raw ground beef sandwiches.
What the actual fuck?
Exactly. I that's a perfect drop for this particular story, because there's no instance in which you need to eat raw ground beef.
Well, I found that drop because I actually did follow the tweet that's referenced in there, and it really is something that they did, and that's actually one of the responses.
This is a story on CNN.
Yeah, one of the responses, you know, to their tweet.
Unless you're a Trump supporter, is a reliable news source.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. And I know somebody lives in Wisconsin. I'm going to ask her about this tomorrow.
Yeah, ask if they eat cannibal sandwiches for Christmas. The goat does not.
Does not approve.
Condone eating raw meat sandwiches.
Too funny.
Oh, man.
All right.
I like this one. I found this one, which is very exciting because, you know.
We've talked about these people in the past.
Yeah, we love on the Two Bobs to talk about people who are in love with inanimate objects.
So the first one was, I remember it specifically, was the train station. And that was episode 21, Don't Point Your Probes in My Direction, June 5th, 2017. And the other one, and I did that by train station, because I remember that one specifically because she married the train station. But I can't remember the other one. It'll come to me. Oh, it was chandelier.
There was a chandelier. There was like a Ferris wheel.
I don't know how to spell chandelier, so it won't.
A hologram.
Oh, Shart Wilson, 86.
Shart
was the was the Ferris wheel.
Shart Wilson.
And oh no, that was the chandelier. Ferris wheel. 90 episode 91, Microsoft refund department. Too funny. We've covered some quack jobs on this one, but I'll tell you about her because it's that point of the show. But this comes from our friends, themirror.co.uk, which is over there in Ireland. But a woman, 24, who is sexually attracted to objects, marries the love of her life.
Wait, Robert.
Yeah?
We forgot something.
Legend. Gallons of bullshit in a 2-gallon bucket.
Yeah.
Legend has it, goats discovered what berry? A, blueberry, B, coffee berry, C, blackberry, or D, none of the above.
I say none of the above. They didn't discover shit because they got those rectangular eyes.
The answer is called B, coffee berry.
Really? I almost said that.
Well, so it's called a legend. It says here, right. It's called a legend for a reason. No one really knows the true story behind the origin of coffee.
Right.
One of the greatest stories told is that a goat herder from Ethiopia named Kaldi discovered his goats awake and full of energy one night when they should have been sleeping. They had eaten berries from a coffee shrub when Kaldi experimented in eating the berries as well. He had similar invigorating reactions. Why?
Oh, yeah.
You guessed it. Caffeine. Sorry, as you were.
That's interesting. So the woman, 24, who is sexually attracted to objects, marries the love of her life, which happens to be a briefcase.
Nice.
Rain Gordon from Russia bought her future husband in a hardware store 5 years ago. She's sharing her story to help raise awareness about objectum sexual people.
That's some bullshit.
And to break down the stigma. Oh, a woman who is romantically attracted to objects has opened up about marrying a briefcase and says her new husband is the love of her life. Rain Gordon said she has always felt captivated by objects, and this eventually grew into a romantic and sexual attraction. She tied the knot with the briefcase, who she named Gideon, in a ceremony in June of this year, officiated by a pal. She's probably thinking, why wouldn't she marry me? I don't know what she's wearing in that picture. It's a little bit strange. 24-year-old said that she has had relationships with men in the past. She's always more attracted to objects than people, and she's always happier in her relationship with objects. Me too. That's why I wanted the AirPods. The young woman first met her husband back in 2015 after purchasing him at a hardware store as a prop for a photo shoot. You can only imagine. She said at the time she went on to felting herself. She went on and said that at the time, she felt herself falling in love with the briefcase. Nursery school teacher Rain said her relationships became official a few months later in November of 2015, and the rest is history. The pair finally tying knot in June of this year. So they dated for a couple of years. She really had to make sure it was serious.
It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Rain from Moscow, Russia, said, "My fascination with objects began at age of 8. From my childhood, I believe that the soul is embedded in objects as well as everything around us. I believe that in animism, which means that there is life in everything. And somnambulism, during my childhood and early teenage years, I fell in love with places such as the new shopping center that opened in my city. I knew that it was wrong and beyond the norms of society, and I didn't tell anyone. And somnambulism, speaking about the briefcase, said I had no idea what we would end up together. I admired how he looked, but I didn't think anything anymore.
He has a huge dick.
Yep. Very shiny. But then I started liking... I don't know how to say the picture. I started liking Gideon for more than that, and I slowly realized I started to fall in love.
Sniffing him.
I want to look at him for hours and feel his presence. After another few months in November, the relationship began. We shared our first hug and kiss, and we spent more time together in the evenings and the nights.
Alexa, shut your trap.
Just going to love you. Put that in there.
At that time, too, we could have philosophical conversations for 3 or 4 hours.
Very good listener.
Yeah. Kind of quiet. Kind of quiet, though. It's one way.
Kind of quiet. Keeps to himself.
Yeah. Our spiritual connection and communication is shown telepathically. I hear him, and he hears me. That's just the sound of him rusting. But from the outside, it sounds like a monologue. Gideon is more than just a partner. He is a husband, a friend, and a mentor. His moral support helps me more than anyone else. Sometimes I feel like Gideon knows me better than I do. Rain added that despite branching out into a new relationship with a man in 2017, while still in a relationship with Gideon, who was probably very jealous, she said she could not connect with him in the same way and would always choose Gideon over another man. I'm not a strict objectum sexual, and I'm not against relationships with people. Sounds like it. She's got the wedding dress and everything. But I've never found myself with a person who could overshadow my attraction and fill my heart in the same ways I feel with Gideon. I was with a man in 2017. The relationship lasted 2 years, but not end well. He found out I was related to a briefcase. He discovered my addiction to objects, and this was one of the reasons why we broke up. I couldn't connect with him, and when faced with a choice between him and Gideon, I chose Gideon without any question. I've always will choose him. For me, objects, although I don't really like to use that word, really are better than people. While at first Rain did not tell anyone about her relationship, she eventually told some of her friends and her brother, who she said have all been understanding. After 5 years, Rain and Gideon got married in June, and the pair have even had special wedding rings with individual engravings on them. This really is a long article. The pair were wed by a friend online, of course. She has no real friends. And while Rain recognized the marriage is unofficial and not legalized, she's the happiest she's ever been. In May, just before my birthday, I received a gift that I could not even dream of. I got a proposal. I happily agreed and made an off order for wedding rings with individual engravings for myself and for him. It says Samsonite on the inside. The wedding was in June, but we held the ceremony much later in a hotel room in October. It's not the first time I've booked a hotel simply because we would like to spend time together. We were wed by my friend online, and my friends and brother were at the ceremony. I was so happy, although the wedding was not officially legalized. I was pleased to know our relationship moved to a higher level. Rain is now sharing her story to help her raise awareness about objectum sexuals and to break down the misconceptions and stigma surrounding this orientation. The sight of Gideon makes my heart skip a beat. And I'm madly in love with silver mirror reflections and metal. People don't understand, and I've been told that I'm sick and need a sick treatment. I don't like it to offend me anymore. Okay, well, I think we're finally at the end. Then we get to Brian.
I can see, yeah.
Yeah, to ridicule and humiliate us for the fact that we love objects that are not real, like everyone else, is disgusting. Love is love. I wish people were more understanding. Don't judge people for something you don't understand. I really hope one day the topic of objectum sexuals will be more known throughout the world so others like me will not feel so alone.
Very interesting. I mean, I would say, and by the way, some of the comments are funny. I believe she's pregnant with twins. Scan shows a wallet and a purse.
Too funny. I was seriously considering marrying a briefcase.
I think this is very weird, and my tractor tire agrees.
Oh, man.
So So what's funny, though, is that Gideon's probably, like, he's a cheap date, you know? Yeah. He's probably cheap to travel with.
Yeah.
He seems that he would actually fit in the seat in front of you on the floor, so you'd probably just take him as a carry-on.
Yep. Yeah, put him. Well, she would never put him under the seat, Rob, because that would be degrading.
Oh yeah, that's right. We don't want to offend Gideon.
Yeah, Gideon, you get pissed. He might leave.
Yeah, I'll say fuck this. He'll find another.
I'm out of here.
Nut job to fall in love,
Rob,
with.
See, you're not following the spirit of the article. It's Christmas, Rob, and you're supposed to not say the nut job because she likes the briefcase. You're supposed to say, well, that's very nice, and be supportive, Rob. That's why she married the briefcase in the first place, because people like you can't accept it.
Exactly. I can't accept it.
It's that time. It's 2020. You got to try, Rob. These things are happening more and more every day.
That's true.
If I had AirPods, I'd tell you.
You get some. You know, stop talking about it. Just fucking do it.
Maybe not.
People are marrying inanimate objects quicker than you're buying AirPods.
After I stop and get my holiday beer with the special sugar dip, then I'll stop by the store and get some AirPods.
Perfect. How many stomachs does a goat have? A4.
Whoa, watch your step. You just walked into some bullshit.
B1. C2 or D3? So 4, 1, 2, or 3? 1, 2, 3, 4.
How many stomachs? 4.
4? You are correct. It is 4. Just like cattle, goats eat plant-based food and need 4 stomachs to be able to break it down. They're ruminants. The stomachs are called the rumen, reticulum, omasum, and obamasum. Yeah, something like
and
that.
And somnambulism.
Exactly. Humans have only one stomach. I don't know if you knew that. But like humans, goats also burp because of the gas-creating activity that happens in the rumen. Guests have a lot of burp about the barn. Lots of burp about in the barn. So very exciting. Great stuff. And now to finish off this episode, the last episode of 2020.
Thank God.
From our friends at World News Daily Report, this takes us to Oregon, where a couple were hospitalized after falling 2,500 feet while having sex in a hot air balloon. That's right.
And they grade their faces.
Seven. Several residents of Baker City, Oregon, witnessed an incredible accident this morning when a young couple fell from the sky while having sex in a hot air balloon, landing naked in trees in front of the city hall during rush hour. A lot going on there. 29-year-old Brian Murray and his girlfriend, 26-year-old Sarah O'Connell, own and operate a recreational ballooning business. Oh, boy. But this morning's flight was obviously planned for their own recreation. Know what I'm saying? The young couple took off around 8 o'clock this morning and had been flying around for about 20 minutes when they both tipped over the side of the balloon's basket and fell 2,500 feet below.
But did they stop?
No. Well, they did, but luckily they landed in trees and bushes in front of the Baker City.
Thankfully, City she Hall. Never
mind. And both seriously injured but alive because they hit a bush and a tree that broke their 2,500-foot fall. Dr. Francis Davis, who treated them at the Baker City Baptist Hospital, says it's a miracle that the lovers are both still alive. They fell naked from 2,500 feet. He got away with a dozen broken bones each, a fractured penis. That's the worst part. And so severe concussion.
Seriously? That was
fractured penis. What's really lucky under... That's really lucky under those circumstances. Dr. Davis joked that considering the couple's injuries, he would prescribe them a lot less adventurous sexual life. Dr. Davis joked that considering the couple's injuries, he would prescribe... Wait, I already read that. His penis and hands are fractured. while she broke her hands, thigh bones, and jaw. Her vagina is apparently fine, though.
Yeah.
So that's good. Even in a bed on the ground, I can imagine. I can't imagine them going crazy for a little while. The couple's air balloon continued its flight after the accident and crashed in power lines a few hours later near the city of Halfway, 36 miles from Baker City. A police investigation has been opened on the incident, and Mr. Murray and Miss O'Connell could eventually face charges of public nudity and even criminal negligence. They have both been found guilty of misdemeanor public nudity several times in the past. You know, this wasn't the first time. After sexual escapades, similar sexual escapades in their balloon. Oh, boy.
Sweet.
Did you hear?
No.
Did you hear about the 124-year-old woman who claims her secret to longevity is drinking sperm on a daily basis?
650-pound, that's a big difference. Woman accused of impersonating a sheriff deputy to obtain free donuts and fried chicken.
A Colorado man claims he was held 2 weeks as a sex slave by a grizzly bear.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. And there is our friends at World News Daily Report.
Yeah.
And before we finish the episode here, Robert, what is a large group of goats called? A, a team. B, a horde. C, a pack. Or D, a herd?
A horn? Was that the first one?
A team, a horde, pack, or a herd?
Horde.
That is incorrect. You don't know very much about goats. Although it was impressive, you knew they had four stomachs. It is a herd, a goat herder.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, goats have been tamed by humans for ages. They've been herd animals for about 10,000 years, originating in Southwest Asia. Goats like to surround themselves with goats of the same breed. And if you ever want to try herding goats with your dog, think again, they're not sheep.
And they can jump 15 feet, so they can get out of the way really quick.
Yeah, they can jump 15 feet in the air. Oh, boy. Well, that's
I feel
it.
Like you were mocking me with that.
No, that was a good answer. Okay, that was it. Episode 145, Santa Whew. Has COVID.
Yep. It's about time. Hopefully 2021, all this shit's behind us.
It's about time Santa has COVID.
We wake up. This whole thing is over, and we'll be ready. Now, are you going to take that upstairs and show Kelly?
I think I have to show her my goodies.
Well, yeah. Well,
I have my. That's what
do that on said. Your own time. I think.
Oh, that was a good one. Touche.
Oh man, that's what she said. Well, take it up there and show it to her.
Stuff here. Yeah, my stuff here.
I don't know.
Very exciting.
All right, man. Well, thanks again. Hope you guys have I know we'll be talking anyway, but have a great Christmas and holidays for everybody else out there that maybe doesn't celebrate Christmas, and we'll see you in 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, whether you are somebody who celebrates Christmas or you're a heathen, we wish you the best coming into this next new year, and we appreciate you listening.
Yeah, we do. See you then.
Preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own, not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.